From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. Alex Chadwick is on vacation this week. I'm Mike Schuster. Coming up, the Texas Senate moves ahead with a contentious redistricting plan and Slate's Will Salatin on the buzzwords of Democratic presidential candidate Wesley Clark. But first, California's recall election is back on track after a brief challenge in the courts. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled the election will take place in less than 2 weeks, and the candidates will be debating tonight, the only debate in which Arnold Schwarzenegger has said he will appear. Joining us now for a look at where we are in the campaign is Carla Marinucci of the San Francisco Chronicle. Welcome back to the show, Carla.
Thank you, Mike.
First, the debate tonight. There's been some dispute over the form of it. How is it going ahead?
Well, we've got the candidates prepared with questions, about 12 questions. They're going to be given about a minute to answer that and then look for the free-for-all. There's going to be a segment where the candidates get to ask each other questions, fire back and forth. That should probably provide fireworks, and if I were Arnold Schwarzenegger, I would put the armor on. I think he's going to be the target of just about everybody tonight.
Well, what can we expect from Arnold Schwarzenegger in this his first debate? What does he need to do, do you think?
He's got a lot at stake, Mike, and it's really a double-edged sword. He has set this up saying that the reason he's only done one debate is because this one is the Super Bowl of debates. That means he's got to look very, very good. One mistake, and that's it. I think a lot of attention, national attention, is going to be put on this debate. On the other hand, he's coming in with sort of low expectations by setting himself up and refusing to come to the first debates, much like George Bush had the situation with Al Gore. There were very low expectations. He came in and nailed it, and Arnold could do the same tonight. He's obviously an expert in the communications field, and his campaign insiders say that he's practicing those zingers. He's been preparing for a couple of days for this, working with his campaign staff. So I would expect him to do fairly well tonight.
Now, Congressman Darrell Issa, the man who funded the recall, has said he will campaign against the recall if either Arnold or State Senator Tom McClintock doesn't drop out of the race. He's worried that the two Republicans will split the vote and throw the election to Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante. Interestingly, Day to Day's Alex Chadwick asked McClintock that very question when he talked to him on this program a few weeks ago.
Do you worry that if Governor Davis is recalled, you might be a spoiler throwing the election to Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante?
I don't believe that the people of California, having just voted to recall this governor for policies that have crippled our state and devastated our finances, are then going to turn right around and elect Cruz Bustamante to continue precisely those same policies. That's just not rational. I don't believe that will happen.
What do you think, Carla? Is Darrell Issa's call for one of these Republicans to drop out seen as presumptuous? And do you think either candidate will actually do it?
Well, you know, Tom McClintock is under enormous pressure right now from Republican Party leaders. Yesterday, State Senator Jim Brulte, the Senate Minority Leader, came out in support of Arnold Schwarzenegger. 14 of the former state Republican Party chairmen came out in support of Arnold Schwarzenegger. And Issa all but endorsed Schwarzenegger also, saying that, look, we cannot have this situation where the vote is split. I think so much is riding on the debate tonight for McClintock as well. He's a very tough competitor, a very principled guy, and some would say very stubborn as well. Could stay into the end, but I think the polls will tell a lot, and so will this debate.
What about Gray Davis's chances? We've concentrated a lot on the candidates to replace him, but does the recall itself have a chance of not passing, do you think?
Well, now we've got just 2 weeks left. Davis said yesterday that he's glad that this October 7th date is going forward. He believes the momentum is on his side, and in fact, the polls show that all this back and forth and on the date and on the campaigns is wearying the voters, and many of them are just deciding to vote no on the recall. He's still got a long way to go. The polls still show him with at least a 3%, if not more, deficit here. He's got to win over more folks. But this could go down to the wire. This is going to be a drama from start to finish, Mike.
And do you think, just briefly, it's going to get nasty between now and Election Day?
That's probably the only thing you can bet on in this recall election. We've got independent expenditure groups like Indian tribes pouring in money. We've got the campaigns, Arnold Schwarzenegger raising money. He's already put in $6 million of his own, and he's raised just about an equal amount. Cruz Bustamante on the air, and of course he was slapped by the FPBC also for campaign contributions. Back and forth this is going to go between Democrats, Republicans, and the independents, Arianna Huffington and Peter Camejo as well. So yes, all the way down, we're going to see the drama continue to October 7th.
Carla Marinucci, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike.
Carla Marinucci is political writer for the San Francisco Chronicle.